That Station 95.7, streaming worldwide on the web, thatstation.net. Sean McHugh, morning music curator in Studio J with a very special guest, Jade Bird. Jade, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's good to be here.
Can you tell That Station's excited to have you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and congrats on the award. You got a party going here.
Yes, yeah. There is a party. Yes. Thank you very much. We won Station of the Year thanks to you and our listeners. We've been playing you since day one. We've been on the air now for a little over a year. So it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for playing the music.
We're genuinely excited to have you perform a few tunes for us this morning. We know you're very, very busy. You've got a lot of shows and a big festival, which I think you're going to tell us about here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're on the road with Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit and Father John Misty
recently. Yeah.
How are those shows?
I mean, they're amazing. I'm learning a lot from kind of watching their sets because they both have the total own thing, and you know, it's real music as a band. You know, so I've learned a lot on the road this time.
They're just two of the many artists that you've either opened for or toured with.
Like, yeah.
You know, from Lumineers to First Aid Kit, Hozier.
But Hozier, First Aid Kit. You know, all the
our very own Kristen was front and center for that show. And still talking about it to the day.
That's awesome. That's
especially
awesome.
Your set. So.
Oh, bless. Amazing.
And your album, getting a lot of love here at That Station. We get great feedback from our listeners. We're playing several tracks.
The whole sound of the album is phenomenal. What do you plan on playing for us today?
I'm going to start you off with Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Does she wake up, put on makeup in the bathroom, and go to work and stare at it and text you she'll be back soon? But her boss runs his fingers around a pretty blonde platinum do. I bet you never thought about that, did you? And it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved if you think that she's cool. I think you should be told she got you on your knees like a little bird. Everybody sees that you're just short skirt, so you don't ask her if you can check her phone. Talk about the guys at work so you feel ego-central. Like fancy cars and football teams, is she like continental? With a European accent, does she speak? Oh, so gentle, and it's none of my business, and I don't want to get involved if you think that she's good. God, no, God, no, she got you in your knees like a little bird. Everybody sees that you're just a little toy. She's got a box full, little daddy lily, but she asks you if you love her and you know to say, uh-huh. She can be where it hurts, but you don't seem to see that why should it work? She's doing what you did to me. She can be where it hurts, but you don't seem to see that why should it work? She's doing what you did to me. She got you in your knees like a little bird. Everybody sees that you're just a little girl. She's got a box full, little daddy lily, but she asks you if you love her and you know to say, uh-huh. She asks you if you love her and you know to say, uh-huh. She asks you if you love her and you know to say, uh-huh. Thank you so much. Jeez.
That Station 95.7, streaming worldwide on the web, thatstation.net, inside Studio J with Jade Bird.
Yeah, here I am.
We've been talking about this for quite a while. We have some special VIP listeners that have joined us. They've won their way into Studio J to witness some live tunes, and we really appreciate your time. We're enjoying the new record.
Thank you so much.
And a very familiar sound, Aha, was a song that we've been playing for quite some time, along with several others, but Jade Bird from the UK, a lot of your childhood was in Wales and in London?
Yeah, in Germany. Yeah, my dad was in the army, so I moved around quite a bit. But South Wales, yeah, 7 years before I moved to London to try and kind of start gigging. Mm-hmm. I kind of started gigging from pretty early on, you know, since I was 14, and then 16 really upped it a gear again. So, yeah, I've been on the road for my whole life, it feels, yeah.
Did I hear you say earlier in the hallway that you were looking to move south?
Yeah.
South in regards to what?
America.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I really...
Raleigh's a great town.
I mean, absolutely. And we were in Richmond before this and it was great. And I know Natalie Press, she kind of lived in Richmond and she's now moving to Nashville. But yeah, I just really love it out here. And, you know, you look at LA, New York freaks me out. I love upstate New York, but the city is just like, whew. Yeah,
too much.
That is just a lot going on. So I think, yeah, definitely in January or something, I want to try and locate where I do the next record. So we'll see where that is.
Very cool. Exciting.
Yeah.
And I think we have a mutual friend in Larry Campbell.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He was on one of your EPs, right?
Yeah. I mean, kind of. Yeah. Going Gone, the track, we did a version that I don't think ever got released, but he was a buddy of Simon Felice, who I did the records with. And he came with his green Gretsch.
Yeah.
It was just absolutely like nothing else. And yeah, he even got the single out at one point. It was amazing.
he's a class act, a multi-instrumentalist, and he's toured with Dylan, and he's a great guy, too.
An absolute legend, yeah.
Let's hear some more of your work.
Okay, no worries.
What do you have for us next?
This one's called Lottery. I was 19 and you were 23, and we stayed in number 4 Ferdinand Street. We spent 5 talking about our lives, but we'd told like that about 1,000 times, and I'm bored of all that. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, yeah. You got your numbers and you're betting on me. You used to say that love is a game, but you got your numbers and you play it anyway. I tell you about a guy that I've been with, you ask how old is he, and I left 26 now, but he's 30. Is that I'll forget it. He says I'm a jealous man and I don't want to talk about that. You used to tell me that love is a lottery, yeah. You got your numbers and you're betting on me. You used to say that love is a game, but you got your numbers and you play it anyway. Are you still betting?
That Station, your local app station, streaming online, thatstation.net. Sean McHugh, music curator, inside Studio J, a session underway with Jade Bird. Thanks for joining us, Jade.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great to be here.
Really appreciate your time, and I know you're extremely busy. You've got several festivals this summer. From Glastonbury, you're going to be back overseas, and then Floyd Fest in Virginia, so you'll be back around these parts in not too long.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, literally Glastonbury, I fly in and pretty much get in, so I don't know what that's going to be like. But yeah, it should be amazing. I've never been before. Then we got Newport, and I mean, Woodstock's on the wall by here, I'm seeing, but we don't know if that's going to happen.
Yeah. The plug has been pulled on Woodstock 50. The planning board in Vernon, New York, denied the festival's third appeal. So it is a done deal, not happening this time next month.
Oh, who knows? Yes. But yeah, it's going to be a good summer, I think, before the fall tour. So yeah.
Fortunate to have you join us this morning.
We're always up for some live music here at that station. But before we get to that, I don't know if you noticed this jar here in Studio J.
We have reached out to our listeners via social media and over the air and asked them if they had any questions for you. So we have this mystery jar here.
Whew, we don't know what's in there.
And if you don't mind, grab one from one of our listeners and see what...
No worries.
This is from Terry in Apex.
Oh, hi, Terry.
How is the music scene in other parts of the world? Is it different from the US or similar? What's the vibe?
It's a great question. So, I mean, the UK, it really depends on, you know, how drunk the crowd is. no, I'm kidding. I mean, we've got, there's certain types of music in London that's doing quite well. Usually it's got a foundation of either jazz or super technical. It's kind of almost straight DIY punk like Shame and Idols, mm-hmm. or, you know, kind of sophisticated indie, like, you know, Blossoms or Black Midi or and then Europe, you know, the crowds are actually great. Europe's so big mm-hmm. that you don't know. Like, if you go to Milan, it's wild. Whereas, I don't know, if you go somewhere else, it might be a bit more reserved.
Okay.
You know, a couple of the other ones. But yeah, I mean, all over the world, it's great to have different vibes, but a loud crowd I do prefer. You know, someone who's
yes.
on your side.
Yeah, you feed off the crowd, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, they're just so equal to me in the show. It's an experience, not, you know, a showcase. You know what I
sure,
mean?
Sure.
So yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely. You're gonna feed off of their vibe if they're sitting on their hands and they're quiet.
Yeah.
It's most likely gonna affect the show.
It's difficult. Yeah.
You'll do what you can, but speaking of your vibe, your sound, mm-hmm. how does Jade Bird describe her sound?
I mean, it's very eclectic. I like everything. I guess I'm a product of my generation in that way. I mean, it's kind of indie. I mean, there's a lot more guitars. It's difficult when you have a record that's got like piano and guitar rock and
yes.
all this stuff. So I'd probably label it under singer-songwriter because it's very plain and simple what I am. But, you know, you get some rock in there too.
But plain and simple, but you add such a... Your own touch to it just makes it Jade Bird-esque, I guess, is what I'm looking for. And and it's growing up, your influences, like your parents, they weren't, you know, listening to rock or classic rock, were they?
No.
It was completely different background. So are you surprised in your influences in terms of you searching out different kinds of music?
My parents loved electronic music. I think that's because my mom was so young, kind of had me at 20. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think I'm quite an honest human. I appreciate like honest art or honest kind of albums. Like, I was listening to Carole King's Tapestry on the way here, and I was like, ooh, you know. I think that all them people, like, you know, Janis Joplin or Joni Mitchell, could be described as singer songwriters.
Sure.
You know?
Oh, absolutely.
I kind of like. I guess my favorite type of music is probably like female fronted.
Sure.
You know, rocky songwriter. It's my vibe.
and your music, I mean, you know, depending on the song, it's as real as it gets.
Brutal, yeah.
Such is life, but true. The way you perform them and the way you carry yourself, a situation that is not so good or great, you're able to convey that in such a unique way that gives people so much joy and
yeah. I just don't think that any good came from like hiding
sure.
emotions, because it's just, you know, that's why you end up in such trouble. So
sure.
for example, like this track I'm about to play, I Get No Joy, it's kind of, I wrote it about you know, a lot went on and it felt a bit overstimulated with like situations, not necessarily in a bad way. I love what I do, but I came to a point where I was getting a little bit numb to it.
Sure.
And it freaked me out, because I was like, I've never felt numb to anything.
Sure.
I go with conviction. I mean, I'm really happy. Oh, really not happy. But yeah, so
we're a lot alike.
So I wrote this song to kind of battle cry my way out of that. It's such a visceral kind of tune that yeah.
Let's hear Jade Bird live in Studio J here on that station.
Military march, in and on my head. Everything I did, everything I said. Take it to the arch for your happiness. I'll spin it like a lock, sing it for nothing. I get no joy. I get no joy. All the words I'm about to say, can't seem to get them out my head. Everything becomes everything. You live it, let you love it. I get
the start, straight up to the end. I'm such a fool, got everything in you. Yeah, my heart is so blue, I'm singing for nothing. I get no joy. If I did, would intervention come to me in a dream? Or is that just what the directors and the pills and the deflectors would have you believe? Psychotic, hypnotic, erotic, what is your thing? But how many days a week do you feel electric, connected, unexpectedly affected? What do you need? What do you need?
Very good. Awesome.
Thank you
very
so much.
Good. And giving us a lot of joy, that song does.
Bless. Thank you.
And once again, Jade Bird inside Studio J here at That Station. Jade, we look forward to seeing you out on the road.
Absolutely. I know, thank you so much for having me.
This time next week, you'll be in Virginia at Floyd Fest 19. String Cheese Incident, Casey Musgraves, Phil Lesh and the Terrapin Family Band, Brandi Carlile, Leftover Sam and Margot Price, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, American Aquarium, Acoustic Syndicate. The list goes on and on, including Jade Bird.
A great place to check your schedule, your lineup, and when you announce dates, jbird.com.
Yeah, absolutely. You got a tour in September through America, so it's going to be fun.
Can't wait. We'll see you out there.
Bye.